Open Spaces of Voice and Song. From what you report, progress certainly is underway. The architect of the universe built you so faultlessly that there cannot be any obstruction or stuffiness in any part of your structure. Rather, wide open spaces are the rule. Hence, your breathing and singing apparatus is in prime order, and you feel that it is because you have that mind which cognizes things as they are, and they are well constructed and well conditioned. Mind does the singing and the breathing, that all-knowing and all-living mind we call God. There is no other mentality or power, and you have it, so that when this mind sings and breathes, you have your participation in the program. Singing, when all is said and done, is a divine process, and there is no evil that can thwart or interfere with it. Free and untrammeled, it swells and soars through the boundless areas of the Empyrean. Let me hear from you again soon. Be sure to keep up the expansive talking with yourself. It means everything. Probably you are right in your conclusion that you had better trudge along alone for a while. I am confident that you will discover ere long that everything is hunky-dory. Complete recovery is assured, because every part and portion of you, including your faculties of sight and hearing, are built of such enduring substance and in such matchless quality. They will not fear or falter. The Eternal has opened up a channel in the form of song through which you can make this a more tolerable world for multitudes, and the Eternal is not in the habit of having his projects defeated. He will keep that channel expanded and productive. The plain fact is that you feel the full power and urge and ease of being. This sensation leaves no room for throatiness or chokiness. Your structure is as open can be. Not a thing in the way anywhere. And your being is so thoroughly fluid that your efforts know no restraint or hindrance. Neither disease, surgery, nor age has ever touched you. Wholeness, soundness, and action abound in your habitation, whether you call the particular spot throat, chest, or whatnot. Right there, life in all its glory and irrepressibility is carrying on. I will be happy to hear from you or to see you any time that you feel the inclination. Meanwhile, I am confident that you will keep going with increasing vigor and satisfaction. You are a courageous soldier to persevere in your case alone, but you are not alone when you remember that the Almighty is all. Reason out this tremendous statement, God is all, several times a day. The result will be certain and pronounced. This kind of reasoning is so much better than the commonplace chatter and the repetition of purloined phrases. It brings out that sense of your oneness with Supreme Being, which you mention in your letter, and oneness is the whole story. It spells the glory and the dominion. Says the poet, O child, this moment thy breath is mine. Hush, listen, thy pulse beats now with mine. Dawn and a star and the sea unfurled, and a miracle hush hanging over the world. It is quite all right for you to share my letters with anyone who will be helped thereby. I have just read from a book on voice placement. The power to realize ideas quickly and intensely is at the basis of all eloquence and all true vocal expression. So it is that a vivid realization that life, the very life that animates us, is the sole power of the universe, immediately lends steadiness and strength to every fiber and function. It is obvious from what you write that your thought is expanding. Well-conditioned and unconfused, you stand in true giantry, the master of situation after situation in the daily round of experience.